Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello and welcome back. Today we're talking about something I think most of us experience, but almost none of us learned how to navigate. And that is how to reflect without falling into a shame spiral. Because reflection is supposed to help us grow. But for neurodivergent, sensitive, or highly self-aware brains, it often turns into replaying mistakes, cataloging what we didn't finish, or mentally rewriting everything we should have done differently. And that's not reflection. That's a shame spiral. It's a nervous system response, not a character flaw. In this episode, we're going to explore the difference between reflective awareness and self-blame. Why shame spirals block insight, clarity, and integration. How to use compassionate reflection as a regulation tool. And steps that you can use to reflect without tipping into guilt, pressure, or self-criticism. Let's begin. Why does reflection turn into a shame spiral? And here's the truth. Most of us were never taught how to reflect. We were taught how to evaluate. We learned to measure productivity, output, grades, consistency, follow through. Reflection, in the way that we were taught, is basically a performance review. And when you combine that with neurodivergent experiences, things like executive function challenges, time blindness, energy variability, reflection can easily become, why can't I just get it together? I always fall behind. I should be further along. I knew better. Why didn't I do better? And that's not you being dramatic. That's your nervous system picking up a familiar pattern. Danger, threat, evaluation. A shame spiral is essentially a trigger, a story about yourself, a collapse into self-criticism, or a physical shutdown. And the body can't reflect or integrate anything when it feels threatened. That's why you avoid opening the planner. That's why goal review feels heavy. That's why even gratitude or wins lists can feel like pressure. But real reflection, the kind that builds trust and self-understanding, doesn't ask, what did I do wrong? It asks, what was real? Here's a core distinction. Reflection gives you perspective. Rumination gives you pressure. Reflection says, let me understand what happened. Rumination says, let me prove why I'm the problem. Reflection is curious. Rumination is self-critical. Reflection is grounded. Rumination is spiraling. And you can feel the difference in your body. Reflection feels spacious and observant. Rumination feels tight, fast, and personal. If you catch yourself replaying a moment, a week, or a habit, try asking, am I trying to understand this, or am I trying to punish myself for it? That one question interrupts the shame spiral. It pulls you out of the loop and back into awareness. Let's talk about the nervous system for a moment, which we talk about a lot here. Shame is a freeze response. It's a shutdown. It signals you're not safe to be seen. You did something wrong. You are something wrong. And when shame is present, the brain cannot process information. It cannot integrate insights. It cannot learn or reflect. This is why reflection worksheets, end-of-year reviews, or habit trackers feel like they don't work. When your internal tone is harsh or punishing, your system literally won't let the data in. It's not a motivation problem. It's a safety problem. You cannot upgrade a system you're attacking. You can only nurture it into clarity, which is why compassionate reflection isn't just nicer, it's more effective. Let's look at a reflection process, and we'll call it the compassionate review loop. This is the process that you can return to every single season when you're reviewing a project, your routines, or your personal patterns. It has four steps. One, arrive. Interrupt the spiral before it starts. Before you look at anything, ground. Maybe that's a breath, a stretch, or touching something with texture. Remind yourself, this is not a test. This is a conversation. Reflection cannot start from urgency or tension. Number two, observe. Facts only, no commentary. This part is crucial. Simply list what happened, what you completed, what changed, what you paused, what you didn't touch, and what surprised you. No adjectives, no labels, no narratives, just data without meaning assigned. It can help keep you out of the shame spiral and inside the present moment. Number three, name what helped and what hindered. Look at context, not criticism. This is when you look for patterns, not personal failures. What supported you? What drained you? What rhythms, environments, or emotions played a role? Not, I'm bad at this, but that task needs more transition time. I work better in shorter bursts. My energy tends to dip in the afternoon. That routine isn't actually aligned with how I function. Reflection becomes a form of self-understanding, not self-judgment. Number four, integrate gently. Ask, what's one small shift that would support me next time? Not a fix, not a correction, just support. It might be moving a task to a better energy window, lowering the bar for one routine, adding transition time, asking for help sooner, creating a simpler version of a system. You're not creating a new rule. You're supporting a human nervous system. If you can, grab your journal or simply listen. Take a slow inhale and a long exhale. Now gently name three things that were true recently. Good, neutral, messy, or in between. Facts only. Next, write one thing you're proud of, even if it feels small. And then one thing you'd like to shift without assigning blame. Finally, ask, what's one way I could support myself better next time? That's it. That's reflection without the spiral. You're allowed to review your life without criticizing. Reflection is not a performance review. It's a relationship, a conversation with your past self, not a courtroom. You do not have to fix every pattern right away. You just have to stay curious. Because the opposite of a shame spiral isn't pride, it's understanding. And understanding creates safety. And safety creates change. As you move through your own reflections this season, remember, you can't heal what you constantly judge, but you can understand it. And that's where the shift begins. If this episode helped you soften your self-review process, share it with someone who tends to spiral when they try to look back. You can find supportive reflection prompts, reset tools, and more over on my website. I'll link anything that's relevant below. Feel free to connect with me over on Instagram or via my website or email. And as always, thanks so much for being here and for practicing reflection as a kindness, not a critique. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.